You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
Whoa. You want to start over again?
Yes.
I'm sorry, honey. That's that old CD player that sometimes does what it wants to do all by itself.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, this morning on Bo Grice's radio show, he made some statements that were blatantly false. In fact, he just lied about a few things. I've asked Craig Smith to come on the air with us tonight, hopefully for the last time, over this so that he can get back to work and I can get back to work doing the things that we're supposed to do to set this straight, because Grice said, here's exactly what he said that Craig Smith had informed him that he did not like Bill Cooper, that Bill Cooper is a liar, and that the only reason that Craig Smith has anything to do with Bill Cooper is that he makes twice as much money from the Hour of the Time than he does from the Grice broadcast. He also said that Craig Smith has put up $10,000 in gold that he's offering for a reward. We're going to hear Craig's response to that right now. Welcome to the Hour of the Time, Craig.
Once again, Bill, it seems to be a never-ending saga. I've got to clarify something. In reviewing the tape with the program this morning with Bo, he didn't say that I put up the $10,000 worth of gold, so I just wanted to make that clarification.
Well, he has said that in the past.
Yes, okay. Bill, I want to make this short and sweet if I can, okay, because I tried to make it eminently clear to your listeners and everybody who was paying attention to the broadcast last night that I am a friend of Bo's, I am a supporter of Bo's, I sponsor Bo's program. Bo and I have known each other for a number of years. It bothered me what I heard this morning on the radio, because obviously this idiot caller, and I hope he's listening to your program tonight, Joe from Massachusetts, totally mischaracterized what was said on your program to Bo today. It was ludicrous, but I'll go to say this. I've never told anybody, Bill, that I don't like you. You are family to me. I have told Bo on several occasions, matter of fact, you're not like family, you are family to me, for Pete's sake. I've told Bo on several occasions that I do not like the attacks that I hear coming from you on Bo. I don't like any one of my friends being attacked, but I understand why you feel you must do it. I understand you have a responsibility to your listeners and to your message, and so I've never argued it with you. But I, as I said categorically last night, I will not believe anything negative about a friend of mine until a friend of mine has come to me and told me that from his own lips. I've never called you or Bo a liar. That's just not the way that I talk, Bill. It's just not the type of person I am.
I know that, but unfortunately, the many millions of listeners out there don't know that.
But maybe in a conversation about the attacks and the ongoing battles between you and Bo, I said to Bo, if what Bill is saying is not accurate, then I guess that's a lie. But I would never call anybody a liar. And you and I have talked about your information and your research and so on and so forth. And I've stayed out of it because you know how torn I am about this issue, Bill. And I know you've shared some things with me and sent me tapes. And I guess you can say I've ignored it if you'd like to. But I've just tried to keep myself out of it because it seems to be the more this goes on, the deeper I get in. I came on the program last night to resolve this, to let people know I'm behind what Bo Grice does, I'm behind what Bill Cooper does. I know some people feel that's a contradiction in terms, but that's what I am. I'm a friend to both of those individuals. I consider you both dear friends. I've always had wonderful dealings with each of you, and I hope to continue that in the future. Thirdly, I sponsor and I buy advertising from both you and Bo, not because of who sells the most gold. For frankly, if I had done that, there'd be many times in the course of the 4 years I've been with you and almost 5 or 6 years I've been with Bo that I would have stopped advertising with you if the only reason I did was just to sell gold. I do it because I also believe in the message, and I also believe in waking people up. Quite frankly, all that you or Bo does as a talk show host is you suggest people to call me and get information from me, and then our company sells the gold. Hopefully our service, hopefully our integrity, hopefully our buyback policy, hopefully all the things that we've stood for as a company for 15 years is what sells the clients the gold. I said to Bo, and I've even said to your audience last night, that I sponsor because I believe in waking people up and getting people prepared for the financial collapse I see coming in the U.S. dollar. I sell gold for a living, Bill. I make no bones about that.
Mm-hmm.
I want people, as I hope you and Bo both want people, to get out of the Federal Reserve System and start putting something way tangible. But I'll close with saying this. While all this fighting and this back and forth is going on, we're losing our focus. Our focus is being diverted from the very serious issues that we should be talking about on the Hour of the Time. And I'm Bo Grice's program.
Yeah, but Craig, you know, but you know that if he makes an accusation like that, it must be answered or it is assumed to be true.
But, and so I'm answering it. But I will say this, Bill, that someone called my offices anonymously yesterday and asked me, who sells more gold for me, Bo or Bill? I have no doubt in my mind after the occurrences over the last 2 weeks that what is occurring is there is an attack on me and my company, and they're using my friendship and relationship with Bo and my friendship and relationship with you, and that tension that's been between you and Bo throughout the years and your call to get people to investigate what you found out, they're using me as the catalyst for all this dissension. This caller, Joe, from Massachusetts, totally mischaracterized you and my discussions last night to Bo on the radio today.
Oh, I listened to the tape, and what he said was nothing what was discussed last night.
Absolutely nothing, even close. And it said a new match to a fire. I thought the fire was over. I can tell by Bo's reaction that he thinks I've turncoated on him. I never turncoat on a friend. I never will.
Yeah, but it's still no excuse for him to write in a row. Make three statements that were blatant untruths.
I say this, and I want to close with this. I say one thing, and then, Bill, your listeners, unless you call me up to talk about the economy, or Bo's listeners call me up to talk about the economy, will never hear it. I told my secretary today, stop taking phone calls. I've talked to dozens of people today because I'm very good at returning phone calls to people. I am an absolute, and I'm a pretty strong guy, Bill. I'm an emotional wreck over this issue tonight. I'm behind your program, and I'm behind Bo's program. I sell gold. I'm not an investigator. I'm not a judge. People can believe what they want to believe about myself and my firm, Swiss America. My 15-year track record and the past support of all patriots should speak louder than any words can speak, because actions do speak louder than words. If God allows me, and you and Bo allow me, I'm going to continue to sponsor programs like this. I'm going to continue to go out and wake people up and get them into gold and precious metals before the end of the dollar comes. And I'm going to do what I was called to do so that I can earn a living and make money to buy airtime so that you can do what God's called you to do, so Bo can do what he's been called to do. And hopefully, in due time, everything will be brought about, and what is right will be right, and what is wrong will be wrong.
Okay, I just want to clarify this. Did you ever at any time tell Bo that you did not like me?
I never specifically said that I do not like you, because that'd be a lie.
Wait a minute, Craig. Why are you waffling? What do you mean never specifically said? Did you or did you not?
I never said I did not like you.
Okay, did you ever tell Grice that I...
I did say to Bo, Bill, that I did not like the attacks. This was early on, a couple of years ago, that I did not like the way that you attacked him. And I didn't, Bill. I'm not going to lie to you.
Craig, I have never attacked Bo Grice. I have revealed on this broadcast some lies and deceptions that he has told, and I have proven it with tapes in his own voice. Those are not attacks. The listening audience has to know those things. They have to know who's on their side and who's not.
I respect that, and I've told you, I understand why you feel you must do that. It's part of your calling. It's part of what you do in informing mm-hmm. people. But I still don't have to like it.
No, you don't have to like it. Nobody said you did. But you're not answering the question. I'm going to ask you again. Did you ever tell Bo Grice that you did not like Bill Cooper?
I've answered that three times, Bill, and quite frankly, I feel insulted you're asking me a fourth time.
Well, I heard you waffle a couple of times, and I want the listening audience to be sure about what your answer is.
No, I'm not waffling. I have seen recently, over the last couple weeks and all this, people wanting to take every single word and pull it apart, okay, so that they can see if they can find
it. I'm just asking simple questions.
Well, I like you. If I didn't like you, I wouldn't have had dinner with you last night. Of course, I have never said to anybody that I do not like Bill Cooper.
Have you ever said that Bill Cooper is a liar to Bo Grice?
I have never said that Bill Cooper is a liar.
Did you ever put up $10,000 in gold as a reward for Bo Grice?
If Bo Grice asked me for $10,000, as I told you on the phone the other day, or today maybe it was, yes, I would give Bo $10,000 if he asked me for it, if he needed to borrow it or he needed it to do something that he felt was important.
Yes, but that's not what he said. He said that you put up $10,000 in gold as a reward.
That's not what he said today, Bill. That's just not accurate.
He has said that on his broadcast.
He might have said that in the past, but he didn't today.
That's the reports I got.
Well, I've got the tape. I can play it right here. I mean, he didn't say that. He didn't say that today. I know he said that in the past, and I have told Bo, I'm answering your question specifically, Bill. I have told him I would give him $10,000 worth of gold if he needed $10,000 worth of gold. Whether he was to use that to support his, whatever the word would be to use, you know, to support his challenge of bringing evidence forward on him, I do remember one conversation where I said if he needed that $10,000, I would put it up. Yes, I did, and I'm not going to lie about it. It's one thing I've learned in this whole thing, that if you lie, it comes back to haunt you.
Yeah, well, we're not on satellite, so I got to reconnect here. So, why don't you just go ahead and
I'm not trying to waffle, Bill.
I heard it, Craig, and you were trying to waffle. What we talked about on the phone this afternoon is not what I was hearing on the radio tonight. So, why don't you go ahead and do whatever you got to do tonight. I got to connect back up on the satellite because we've lost our satellite feed.
All right.
Sorry, folks, we must have been talking about something somebody doesn't want to hear because we got dumped off the satellite again. I've told you about 5 million times that Bo Grice is a Trojan horse, and somebody doesn't like him revealed as a Trojan horse. I have, because we lost the satellite feed and Craig was busy and needed to get on about his business, Craig has gone on and done that, but you heard from his own lips that what Bo Grice said this morning on his broadcast, even though Craig, being a friend of Bo, tried to waffle a little on it, he eventually absolutely, categorically denied any of the statements that Bo Grice made. And you heard it from Craig Smith's own lips, and you're hearing it from mine right now. Bo Grice lied once again. He has been exposed for exactly what he is.
People, I think it's time we stop this running around. This world is going too fast and we'd like to slow it down. Don't let them talk you into doing what you don't want to. Just learn to say no and learn how to. Cause you don't owe nobody nothing except God above. Go out and go after the things in life you love. Don't try to force it, it ain't going smooth. The one person that you should never try to fool is you. You can make it to the top, but only you'll know. And I am not just talking, cause I practice what I preach.
Well, folks, we're back on the air. This is the only broadcast that ever gets dumped off of a satellite, ladies and gentlemen. It always happens when we're talking about something that the powers that be don't want you to hear. But you heard it anyway. because we weren't off that long. Who's going to co-host tonight, folks? And we're going to take your calls, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. A lot has been happening recently, and the number is 520-333-4578, in case you've forgotten it, which I doubt, although we may have some new listeners. It's 520-333-4578. We'll take calls for the rest of the hour. Pooh's going to be the co-host, and we'll talk about anything that you want. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Hello there. Can you hear?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good. Hoping that wasn't one of the technological difficulties that was cropping up. Wanted to know your stance on all these UFO freaks, because recently something that's come out, which the show is totally overproduced and ridiculous, but Vicky Cooper's face is all over this thing. It's called the UFO Diaries, okay? It's this five-tape set attempting to add some credibility to everything from this this wacky Hoagland NASA Sidonia connection business, all right down to goat-sucking creatures. It is laughable. And I wanted to know if there's any new info on this. I know that you had revealed Vicky Cooper in the past. Maybe you could recap that to people, because this woman is a walking, talking disinformationist skunk. So is her limp hubby that helps her write UFO magazine. The guy blows himself in the foot and calls this being shot in the line of duty business. Just reveal some of these skunks for us, if you could.
Well, they certainly are skunks. I can vouch for that. Although I never pick on anybody for their physical infirmities, the fact that her husband Don Ecker promotes his missing leg as having been lost in action in Vietnam in the line of duty is a lie, and that has to be revealed.
Exactly.
Vicky Cooper was never heard of anywhere until all of a sudden she appeared as a major figure in the trial of the Mayflower Madam, who literally was running a house of prostitution in the Washington, D.C. area for very wealthy and politically connected clients. And Vicky Cooper was one of her stable, so to speak, and Vicky also had something to do with keeping the books. Well, the feds trapped Vicky and got her to roll over on her employer, so Vicky turned state's evidence. And it was because of Vicky Cooper's testimony that the Mayflower Madam and all of the girls that worked there at that house were put in jail. And Vicky Cooper was put in the witness protection program. She was given money by her handlers and sent to Los Angeles with instructions to start a magazine called UFO Magazine, which they gave her the money for, and she was met at the airport by a man named Barry Taff, whom she'd never seen before, did not know. Barry Taff had obtained for her an apartment either above or below hers. I forget which, but it was either directly above his or directly below his apartment. And he became her handler for a while there in Los Angeles. Now, Barry Taff is a man who worked very intimately with Dr. Louis Jolyon West, the head of the Neuropsychiatric Institute at UCLA, and is also one of the United States government's premier experts in mind control operations. Well, Vicky Cooper started this magazine, UFO, and began putting out the propaganda to the world that UFOs are here and there's aliens and they're going to eat everybody and all of this other stuff. Over the years, she's run the gamut supporting almost everything that you can think of and non-supporting almost everything you can think of alternately. You see, they have to put it in your mind that it exists, and then they have to very carefully debunk some of it in a way that makes them seem credible, but still infuse this mind control propaganda operation into the consciousness of the public. She met Don Ecker when he came from Boise, Idaho, and went to Los Angeles to literally escape the state. There were two warrants issued for his arrest, one for beating up his girlfriend and one for driving while intoxicated, which was like a 20th ticket that he had for DWI, and that warrant was going to put him in jail. In fact, he could have gone to jail for both. So he fled the state to Los Angeles and hooked up with Vicki Cooper and became the research director for UFO Magazine, claiming that he had been a United States Army intelligence officer, had fought with special forces in Vietnam, had been a police officer on the force of Philadelphia and Boise, Idaho, and other cities around the country, which he has named. We did an investigation, and we had help from Agent Smith and the Idaho Bureau of Investigation. And the truth about Don Eckers, he's never worked for any police department in his life. He was never an officer in the United States Navy. He never was in the United States Army Special Forces. He never fought in Vietnam. He claims he lost his leg in Vietnam. The truth is that Don Ecker was the lowest ranking prison guard at the Idaho State Prison, and he blew his left leg off with a shotgun during a training exercise when his gun was not even supposed to be loaded. He did have a job as a trainee narcotics deputy for the Canyon County Sheriff's Department in Idaho, and that lasted exactly 6 weeks because every night Don has a chronic drinking problem, or he did have. I don't know if he still does, but he did have, and at that time, that's why he beat up his girlfriend and had so many DWIs that he was going to go to jail and had to flee the state. He would go out every night while he was in training to become a narcotics deputy, and he would go in these bars and get smashed and then flash his badge and intimidate the bartenders and the customers, and so he was fired before he even became a real deputy sheriff and went back to the Idaho State Prison as, again, the lowest-ranked prison guard, and that's when he shot his left leg off during a training exercise, went on disability, was on disability for a long time. There are two people. One is a total fake, and that's Don Ecker. The other one, Vicki Cooper, was put in that position, or she had to go to jail. So Vicki has sort of been blackmailed into what she's doing. I'm sure she never wanted to do any of it. She doesn't even like UFOs, and she's made that statement many times. She has told people in Los Angeles on many occasions that her magazine was financed by the Central Intelligence Agency, and that's on record. We have the names of the witnesses. Two of them I named in my book, and there are many more.
Well, while we're revealing UFO skunks, is it possible when you do the Veritas issue exposing these wackos that you might reproduce the proof that John Mack had, I hesitate to call him a doctor, he had received funding from the Rockefeller Foundation.
From the Rockefeller Foundation, and that was in a newspaper article in the New York Times.
Oh, really? Okay, I was looking in the Daily News. That was in the New York Times then.
Yeah, it was in the New York Times. I think it was in several papers. It's no secret. And it was even printed in some of the UFO papers and things when people found out about it.
Well, I know I'm limited, so I just wanted to, I also have a Rene update. The guy that wrote NASA Moons America, I spoke with him recently, he had done an Emperor and Empress's hit list. And this is big fun because this is just more proof that good old Clinton, to know him is to be dead. We have Dan Castellaro, suicide, occupation was investigating journalists. Razor and his son, the chairman for the Campaign and Finance Committee, plane crash.
Yeah, but wait a minute. That's really not fair. Danny Castellaro was murdered before Clinton became president. Danny Castellaro had nothing to do with Clinton ever. That was under the Bush regime, and he wasn't killed in Arkansas.
I thought Castellaro was linked to the MIA.
No, Castellaro was investigating an awful lot of things. He had absolutely nothing to do with Bill Clinton. Nothing whatsoever. So if somebody's put Danny Castellaro on Clinton's hit list, that's wrong.
Well, how about the Waco siege? Obviously, LeBlue, McKinnon, Williams, and Willis. Those are correct, right?
Yes.
And both of them were former Clinton bodyguards or currently bodyguards and BATF simultaneously.
That's what Clinton said himself.
Yeah.
Clinton made that statement. So either Clinton lied or it's true.
Then you also have the Hilo crash where Barkley, Casey, Reynolds, and Savelle.
Yes.
Then you have an individual also investigating, preparing to expose Clinton, this just John A. Wilson was suicide is not the appropriate word. It seems that it's suicided.
Well, when Clinton's involved, there's an awful lot of suicides going on, and he must be the most depressing person to know that, in the world.
And then there was the attorney investigating Mina, Paul Witcher.
Yes.
Also suicided.
Yes.
Forster suicided. John Walker, the Whitewater investigator, suicided. S. Hurd, was a member of the healthcare committee who disagreed with some of the tactics.
Policies, yeah.
Yeah, and that plane crashed along with Dixon.
Yeah.
Luther Park, which is the security chief for Clinton's staff, Luther Park, murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Ed Willey. He was also suicided. He was the manager of campaign finance, because there must be some skeletons there, boy. And you also have Herschel Friday, plane crash. Ronald Rogers, plane crash. Kathy Ferguson, suicided. She's the ex-wife of the Clinton bodyguard. And then you have the Bill Shieldo, Arkansas state cop, and Kathy Ferguson's fiancé. Isn't that interesting? He was also suicided.
Yes.
Goodness, he must have been so distraught over her death. How convenient. We also have Calvin Waldruin. He's the police informant in the J. Elder's son's trial. He was that's that whole Mina business with the two dead boys on the tracks.
Yes.
And I can't say who was the other. There was a Murrah. Was he involved in the Murrah building, or he was Clinton's chief bodyguard for the BATF? I think it's one he didn't include. It was Alan Witcher. That's the last one, and I think
that's not the last one. Ron Brown.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, Witcher was the last bodyguard, so that would make 9 out of 9 bodyguards.
And then there were two people connected with that airplane and the air traffic control of the airport it was going into who committed suicides right after the plane crash.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes. Yeah. So distraught over the poor instrumentation of the plane that they felt responsible. They had to suicide themselves.
Yeah.
Airplane.
Yeah, and there was no black box. And the stewardess on that plane who lived and was killed en route to the hospital.
It's just, it shouldn't be laughing because it's really disgusting, but...
It is disgusting, but it's...
Well, obvious can be.
But it's even more disgusting, and it is humorous that the American people are too stupid to even catch on to what's happening.
Hmm. Oh, well, I guess people like you and Texie and I guess as much research as each person can do is what you can do.
Yes.
Because if, in fact, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, I along with a lot of other people, better admit that they haven't been vigilant, much less eternally, so... get on the ball, read what you can, and I really look forward to Oklahoma Day One.
Oh, it's going to be dynamite.
Ooh, I ordered the hardcover. I wish I was listening when you made the hardcover of Behold the Pale Horse, because I've got about 9 book search services, looking around for that, but I understand only 500 were printed.
Only 500, numbered and signed.
Yeah.
They originally sold for, I think, $35. And from what I understand now, if you can even find one, they're going from $80 to $150 a copy, and you can't find them.
Well, also, another thing is...
Wait a minute. You've been on for a long time. Got to let some other people get in here. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Pooh, how you doing over there?
Fine.
How?
Fine.
You getting a little bored?
No.
No? What'd you do today, anyway? I know you were gone all day. I was doing stuff here, and you and Mom went somewhere. What happened?
Well,
what'd you do?
We went to the office, and we worked a little bit.
Yeah?
And,
You have your own desk at the office, don't you?
Yeah.
Your own desk and all your
toys
and your work stuff and your pens and pencils and...
Everything.
Yeah. Okay, shall we take another call?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you say the honors?
All right. The number is...
No, there's somebody already there. Say good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello there, little lady. How are you?
Fine.
This is Tony from Vermont. Bill, good evening.
Good evening.
What's up? You did a great job last night, and really appreciate it. And we want to thank Craig Smith for sponsoring your show. But I personally want to thank him for sponsoring Bo's show, too, because having Bo on the air certainly gives a lot of insight to a lot of the things that you've said. And it's just incredible, especially like during the Freeman situation. Bo certainly showed his true colors during that situation.
Yes, he did. And once again, he was working for the FBI.
Yeah, and he had an interesting show on that I caught one night while I was working nights, and he had Norm Olson on. And boy, he was trashing them and just setting up that whole mindset. And it reminded me back when the USA Today poll, right after the Waco situation, almost 70% of the American people felt that the people in Waco deserved what they got.
Yeah, well, if that's at least what the polls say. And I did hear a lot of people who profess to be Christians say that they deserved what they got. They were just a bunch. No, they said they were just a bunch of religious fanatics. They deserved what they got.
But it's unbelievable. Can you imagine the mind screwing, supposedly, that the American people got during that 51 days? Because at the beginning, of course, nobody wanted to see anybody die. At the end of the 51 days after the media, you know, barrage, now, of course, it was fine what happened.
Uh-huh.
And it's just incredible. But one interesting thing I wanted to tell you is I just came back from the Olympics down in Atlanta. I was down there as an entertainer. And I could tell you a lot of what they said on television was complete BS. The security down there was nothing. I mean, it was unbelievable. The airport security was a joke. I got in being a musician with some electronic equipment, and it was unbelievable. They didn't even open up the cases that we had with the electronic equipment to even look at the stuff that we used to carry on.
Maybe they were hoping you had a bomb.
That's exactly what I said. And, you know, it's almost like they're going to want to, you know, discredit the whole airline situation. And maybe, who knows, maybe in the future they'll want to take over the airlines.
Yeah, well, probably, yeah, the socialism does it. Okay, thanks for calling.
All right, Bill.
Yeah, a lot of people think that that I want Greitz off the air. Nothing could be farther from the truth. I believe in free speech. I want him to stay on the air. I want you to listen to him. I want you to listen to everybody. I want you to read everything. But I don't want you to believe anything unless you can prove it. I don't care who says it. Not even me. I've told you that 5 million times. You should all know that by now. Are you ready?
Honey, can I go to the bathroom?
Sure. Of course you can.
All right.
Just lay your earphones down and go ahead.
All right.
Good evening. You're on the air. Oh, it's old Poopy Diapers, folks, sitting there wallowing in his own filth. The poor little miserable coward. I guess he can't talk. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I had to turn the shortwave down. I'm calling from Ottawa, Canada.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering, what do you see as Canada's place in the New World Order? I mean,
Canada's already gone. You guys gave it up a long time ago. You've never been known for patriotism.
No, we're not known for that. Frankly,
you've already given up the ghost. If you can't take a look around and see what's happening in Canada, I mean, if you just criticize a politician, you can be put in jail. You've given up your right to keep and bear arms.
Taken away, Mr. Cooper.
Pardon?
Legislated away piece by piece.
Hey.
Most people stood around.
Who allowed it?
Most of the people, not even the gun owners themselves. Or I met with 12 MPs during our last gun law.
Yeah.
And it got me nowhere because everybody was divided. And just something maybe you and your listeners might find interesting, that any people wishing to cross the border into Canada to hunt will have to register their long guns at the border.
That's right.
Our government. And I'm sure that you and...
And they can be seized with no warning and no reason at any time.
And I'm sure our government is more than willing to share the information with yours.
Yeah.
And that's a scary thought.
Yeah, it certainly is.
So I just want to say also, I enjoy your show, and it's great. And I listen to it every chance I get.
Well, thank you. I want to tell you the prime reason that Canada went down the tubes in the New World Order. because of this one thing. Unless you're willing and ready to die for your principles and ideals, you can't have them.
Well, so we've moved so far to the left that it's just unrecognizable anymore. This country has moved so far to the left.
Turn your radio off.
Oh, I just turned it off, sorry. It's just that we've moved so far to the left that it's just unrecognizable as the country it maybe was 40, 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, sheeple is a good way to describe what the average Canadian is like, and it's too bad. And I hold up a lot of hope for your listeners that they can turn around what's happening down in the States.
Well, we know what we have to do, and we are ready and willing to die for our principles. And so if it comes down to it, there will be one hell of a battle down here. We won't start it, but by golly, when it starts, we'll end it.
Well, all the best.
Thank you.
Keep up the fight.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
And thank you for calling. I keep getting these calls from Canadians who don't know what's happened to their country, and I just can't understand that. They ask me where Canada... good evening.
Good evening. You mentioned a few nights ago that was a missile that hit TWA 800.
According to all the witnesses, and at this point, there's over 100 witnesses who all saw a missile go up from the surface and hit that plane. Many of them ex-military people who had experience with missiles and have seen missiles and know what they look like.
Who fired the missile?
I don't know. What makes you think I would know?
Well, but you just know, but couldn't it have been that the plane split in two and it appeared to be like a missile?
No. The plane was up at 13,000 feet. The missile was seen to go from the surface up and hit the plane, and then the plane blew up.
Are there any photographs of it?
I haven't seen any.
Sorry.
I doubt it, but there's over 100 witnesses who all saw the same thing.
Are they saying it was a bomb instead of a missile?
You got to ask them. Why did they say that there was only one explosion in Oklahoma City when all the witnesses say there were two?
You have direct proof that there were two explosions?
Yes. Get Oklahoma City Day One and read it. It'll be out in about 20 days. You can order it right now.
Are you going to write a book about the bombing of TWA 800?
I don't know. If we get enough information and we can support it with facts, then we will. If not, we won't.
And what about the bomb in the Olympics? Do you have any comments about that beyond what's in the media about the security guard, turning bad and doing it?
Well, let me tell you. Are you an American?
Yes.
You don't sound like one.
Well, why are you asking?
But I'm asking because I wanted to know. You made a statement that about the security guard doing it. Has anyone been arrested?
Didn't they arrest the security? I guess you haven't been watching the news. You're so busy.
Has anyone been arrested?
They arrested the security guard.
Has he been tried?
No.
Has he been convicted?
You're saying innocent until proven guilty.
I'm not saying it. It is a fact in this country, unless you want to destroy this country and destroy yourself in the process.
Okay, you're right. There's no proof that he did it.
Okay.
But why would they arrest him unless they had a certain...
Why did they murder 86 people in Waco, Texas? Why did they shoot Vicky Weaver in the face while she stood in the doorway holding an 8-month-old child? I'm not saying anything. I'm asking you questions.
But you don't accept at face value any of the main media.
Are you kidding? The main media said the militia is responsible for all these things. Have you ever seen a militiaman convicted of any crime in this country so far?
Well, convicted or indicted.
Let me ask you again. How does this country operate?
Innocent until proven guilty.
Then why are you making all these insane statements?
But you're saying they shouldn't arrest anyone until they are actually...
Arrest does not mean guilty. In this country, no one is guilty until they have been tried and convicted by a jury of their peers.
Of course, if there's a conviction, then you'll change your opinion.
If they're convicted by a jury, it's not an opinion, it's a fact. They're guilty. Until that happens, they are innocent. And if you don't believe that, you're not an American, my friend.
Uh-huh. And
that's the way they do things in the old Soviet Union and down in Cuba.
Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore.
How do you know?
Well, you're saying it does?
How do you know? I didn't say it did. I said, how do you know?
How do I know? Because I have eyes and ears and a brain, hopefully.
You have eyes and ears? Well, so far, you can't prove it by me, buddy. You started out making statements that are untrue. You started out accusing people of committing crimes that they were not convicted of. And it's obvious to me that you know absolutely nothing about America, about our legal system, about how anything works. You are either over the hill, absolutely off your rocker, or you're putting me on. Either way, you're gone. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill?
Yes.
Something quick. I'm sure you know this by now, but do you know who that Lauterbach is, Bill Lauterbach?
No, I don't know who he is. Somebody told me he's had something about a little antenna or something.
Exactly. He is the owner of the Tiny Tenna Company.
Well, he makes antennas real good, but unfortunately he doesn't tell the truth too well.
Well, the reality is he doesn't make antennas too hot either. So if anyone wants to boycott this skunk, the thing to do would be not to order his stupid little cheesy antenna, which is about...
Well, let's not cut down a man's way to make his living. You know, we took his letter and we revealed what he wrote and revealed the truth about it, and that's all we need to do.
Well, there you go.
We don't need to attack his livelihood or his company or his product or anything else.
Well, his product, in my opinion, is a piece of junk.
Well, the...
Help perception an iota.
Uh-huh.
Also, did you have any plans to...
Did you call once already tonight?
Yeah, do you have any plans?
Good night. You've already called and talked for about 15 minutes. Don't do that on my broadcast. Don't hog this broadcast. I want to get as many people on here as possible, not one person for an hour. If I do that, I'll call you and ask you to come and be a guest. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is David from Pennsylvania.
Hi, David.
Just wanted to say I do enjoy your show, and I'm going to be sending you some stuff, but I do have one question for you. Every day for the past 3 days, there's been a bomb scare here and a bomb scare there. And this is just in Pittsburgh and Greensburg where I live. And I was just wondering, how widespread is this? I mean, is this happening everywhere right now, or what's going on?
Yeah, they've got to scare the American people into giving up all their freedoms and all of their guns and submit to the enslavement in the New World Order with the promise that they will be secure and safe from terrorists and drug dealers and all of that kind of stuff. And then just like magic, it will all stop.
Yeah, it was kind of...
Just like magic.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. The funniest thing that happened was on Monday, we was walking in Greensburg. We just went to the gun store and bought some black powder because I kind of figured that stuff's going to be the next thing outlawed. And when it was walking past the courthouse, everyone was standing outside. I was like, hey, maybe we should go ask them if they need any help looking for these bombs and stuff.
No, you don't want to do that walking around with black powder in a bag.
Yeah.
You want to go home and put it away.
Yeah, well, that's what we did. But, yeah, it was just I just found it interesting how all of a sudden, after the bomb at the Olympics, all these little bombs start coming up and everyone's running for the hills and whatnot.
Yeah. Classic manipulation.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll let another caller come in. Once again, I like your show, and I like Swiss America, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Pooh, getting all kinds of callers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing over there?
Fine.
You want a drink of water?
No.
No? Okay. You want to do the honors? We've got somebody on the phone.
Sure. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Pooh. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
How you doing, babe?
Fine.
Good.
How's Anna?
She's doing fine. She's in bed reading a book right now. She's ready to go to sleep for the night.
How?
You know, the book's on the way to the printer.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I guess I can go out of transitional breathing now, huh?
Yeah, I guess you can.
Well, that's good. Did that happen today?
No, actually, it's happening first thing tomorrow. But it's all done. It's put to bed. It's going to the printer.
Do you know how long the index turned out to be?
No, not exactly. But I know it's a good index. It's a big.
I heard it was going to be pretty huge.
Yeah, it's big. It's very well indexed, as a matter of fact.
Well, good. I'm delighted. I wanted to address the Craig Smith issue because I do have some problems with it.
Okay.
And I may not be the only one.
Go.
Okay, my personal opinion is this. I don't care who Craig Smith sponsors, but if I'm going to do business with them, and I work very hard for what little money I have, I want to make sure that the money I spend with that company supports your program and not Bo's, because personally, I cannot support Bo. But it's okay with me if Craig does. But if I'm going to do business with their company, I want the profits that come from Hour of the Time listener purchases to be earmarked for your program. And otherwise, he can do whatever he wants to. And that's probably an impossibility, but that's how I would fix it if I was going to fix it.
You know, even if they said they would do that, how would you ever know that they really did?
That's the first
thing that came to my mind. You know how I think.
I know, but I would believe that Craig Smith was a man of integrity.
Yeah, I would believe so, too. But there are a lot of people who would say, well, prove to me that my money went to do this.
Well, in order for them to keep the profits separate like that, they'd have to have some incredible bookkeeping in the first place, and I'm sure it would be easy to take a look at the books and see if that was really what was going on.
Yeah.
But that would really be about the only way that I could justify putting my money there, because I personally do have a problem with Bo, and I don't want to step on Craig's toes about it, so I just have to make my personal decisions as a consumer. And who he wants to sponsor really isn't any of my business. But what I do with my money is. And
yeah.
So that's just my opinion. And I thought I would share it with you, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, well, the only thing that bothers me is how Craig could know this guy just lies through his teeth and still be such a good buddy, and then have him lie about Craig today and still try to protect the guy. That just blows my mind.
Well, the longer that went on, the sicker I got, and I just didn't want to hear any more of this, oh, we're all such wonderful buddy-buddy pal stuff.
Yeah, well,
I'll never feel that way about Bo, no matter what.
Yeah.
I know the man to be untrustworthy, unhonorable, not upright, and I've had plenty of personal face-to-face and heart-to-heart dealings with you, and I know you are honorable, upright. You would never lie to me, and I can trust you with my life. And so if I was going to support your program, if it came down to it, I would just support it personally, individually, and send it directly to you,
mm-hmm.
rather than have it middleman if I thought there was the least possibility that any of my money would go to accidentally support Bo.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sorry that I'm saying this over the air. I should have probably just told it to you privately. But I've been getting a lot of email about this, Bill, and I know I'm not the only person who feels this way about it. So.
Well, you know, it will all, you know, all the chickens come home to roost. That's just the way it happens. Like for years, people called me a liar and attacked me and said I was defaming and slandering Bo Greitz because I said he wasn't a Christian. And finally, all the chickens came home to roost, and he admitted it on his own show and his own newsletter, and he's never been a Christian.
Well, I think that, I know Bo's not a Christian.
Yeah.
And
people think that matters to me. See, it doesn't matter to me. If he had told me that he was a Satanist and practiced the black mass at midnight, as long as he didn't do it around my house or my children and didn't sacrifice anybody, according to the laws of this country, he has the right to do that. What bothered me was the lies.
Right. I was going to say the issue is that the man lied. I think that one of your callers last night made the point very succinctly, which was Craig can support anybody he wants to, and everybody can be friends on the side if they want to, and the consumers can operate the free market system.
Yes, that's correct.
And as far as I'm concerned, that's what I'm going to have to do. So, you know, I don't hold anything against Craig. I do hold a lot against Bo. And I will always be supporting you and your program. And if there's a possibility I might accidentally be supporting Bo by supporting Swiss America, I'm going to have to think long and hard before making investments.
Well, thank you for those comments. You want to tell our listeners you've got a copy of the final typeset book? How's it look?
Oh, it's very gorgeous. It looks great. It reads well. I was really surprised when I was proofreading it at how good it is. Yes. Pretty burned out and oversaturated, you know, and after a while it all just kind of began to feel put a blot in me. But, man, this is a real page turner. This is a great book.
It is dynamite.
It is dynamite. And, boy, folks who don't read it aren't going to have a clue what that whole April 19th thing was all about.
Well, I think once some people get their hands on it and begin to tell other people really what's in that book, we're going to run out of them real quick. But
well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Michelle.
You're welcome. We'll see you at the conference.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and speaking of conference, folks, the conference is coming up. It's the 19th through the 23rd. Wait a minute. 19th through the 23rd of August. And we've sent out notices to all the members and a lot of people. And if you want to attend that conference, you better get your payment in to Harvest at P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925. Real quick, or you're going to be left out in the cold. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
I wanted to find out if, do you really know anybody that was accused of a crime that was treated as if they were innocent until proven guilty?
It's the way it used to always be.
Yeah, but everybody I know that has ever been accused of a crime has been innocent until proven broke.
Well, that's the way it has become.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it's become. And now, under the new social order, you're guilty when they say you're guilty.
Yeah.
If the media says you're guilty, you're guilty.
Yeah, that's right. Here in Sanger, California, they had a drug sting operation where they bashed in these people's door. And there was like 15 officers with ski masks that came into a house. And they held a 90-year-old lady that was a quadriplegic in a hospital bed. Held her at bay with a machine gun while they screamed at her, where are the drugs? They woke the children in the house.
That guy that called earlier would have said she's guilty.
Well, they woke up the children in the house by bashing them up with flashlights. They threw the lady of the house down on the ground, exposed her nakedness.
That's the way Nazis operate.
And for 4 hours while they searched the place, and they came up with zip.
Yeah, well, that's the way Nazis operate. That's the way communists and socialists have always operated, and they are the Nazis. They always have been.
Well, listen to this. They called all the media to come out, and they showed them on every newscast up here on four different channels of them parading them out of their house into the thing, saying they were heroin dealers.
Yeah.
And then they initially dropped all charges, but they were on the front page of the Fresno Bee out here in full living color.
Mm-hmm.
Heroin dealers busted in Sanger.
Yeah, well, the truth is they weren't heroin dealers. They didn't do anything wrong. They dropped all the charges, but in that town, those people are finished.
That's true.
Because all that the citizens are going to remember is that they were on the news as heroin dealers.
Yeah, they were trying to get the news.
And they'd persecute those poor people just like that earlier caller probably would have done.
Yeah, they did. They tried to get the news channels to recap the story and the newspaper, and all of them refused.
They should have sued them.
Well,
you'd be surprised how quickly they start recanting when you bring a lawsuit against them.
Well, check this out. The lawyer that they had that eventually did all the right stuff to get them off, he filed the right papers before he was suddenly found dead in his house. And the guy that does a local Patriot show out here named John Castle, he was the executor of his estate. He went down and tried to get him to do an autopsy. They refused, and so he went to the courthouse to get the papers to do the autopsy.
This sounds like something we need documentation on. Give me everything you can get on that and send it to us, would you?
Well, I don't have any of the court papers, but I know the people
personally. Hey, wait, whoa. Do you hear what I said? Would you get everything that you can get that documents that and send it to us?
Okay, well, I can try.
Okay, that's your job. Don't try, do it. That's what people do.
Do you have a fax number?
Yeah, 520-333-5661.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
The way you do it, you go to the library and you get copies of all the papers that had articles. You make copies of those articles. You go down to the courthouse and you get copies of all of the records and the arrest reports and everything. And you get copies of the obituaries. And, you know, if I can do it, if Michelle Moore can do it, if all the members of the intelligence service, the CAGI News Service can do it, then all you people out there who think you can't do anything can do it. So do it! Stop making other people do your work for you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Yes.
This is Carl from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Carl.
A comment and a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the comment. This whole deal with you
Craig Smith, Bo Greitz. I'm pulling my hair out. I mean, can't we just drop it?
Why? Drop what?
The fighting.
What fighting?
Well,
can't we all just get along?
Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm saying that strategically this is wasting a lot of our time, you know?
Wasting whose time?
The militias.
What militias?
Across the country.
What do they got to do with it?
Well, some of them use your information you put out and research and get documents.
And who researches it and puts it out?
What now?
Who researches it and puts it out?
Well, you put it out through Veritas.
But through Veritas, through this broadcast, through books, through publications, through speeches?
I'm saying, I'm going through withdrawals. I want some more of this information.
Well, what I was asking you is, whose time is being wasted? See, I don't consider it to be a waste of time.
What?
I don't consider it to be a waste of time. You see, we're fighting a battle for freedom. And there are people who are pretending to be on our side that are standing behind us as we fight the enemy on this battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get shot in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Greitz is shooting us in the back.
I know.
Okay, so it's not a waste of time to me.
Well, like you said like earlier in the broadcast, you said something effective. I hope this is the last day that we do this, right?
With Craig.
Yes. Okay, I'll
with Craig.
A question, too.
Craig's a sponsor. Craig shouldn't be in this. Other people brought Craig into this.
I know. I'm up here in Pennsylvania, okay?
Yeah. And let me make this clear. The only reason that Craig was on tonight is because his good buddy, Bo Greitz, lied about him today and lied about me. He also made a statement that he faced me down in Salt Lake City, and that's also a lie. He physically attacked me in Salt Lake City in front of about 45 people who all witnessed it, and I faced him down. He went walking away with his tail between his legs, and I stood there, and everybody applauded. He did not face me down. He did not scare me. There's 45 witnesses up there in Salt Lake City who saw the whole thing. So that's another lie he told this morning.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm up here in Pennsylvania, and every night on our news, like four nights in a row here, we'd be getting bomb threats.
Yeah, we already talked about that with an earlier caller.
Question, do you think that this is like a final push, if you know what I mean, strategically?
It's a concerted, orchestrated event. All of these things are. And they are designed to scare the American people into allowing them to pass whatever legislation they want to take away and completely do away with all of the protections under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And eventually the goal is to destroy the Constitution altogether and create this one world totalitarian socialist state. They want to disarm the American people and they want to enslave the world.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know that. Well,
that's what it's all about.
Remember your comment about Clinton? And he said that, you know, there's not going to be a 96 election.
That's what he said.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you think that next couple months, like right now.
I've already said that.
There being a concerted, like an extra concerted effort.
I've already said that, yes.
We got answers yes then, right?
Yeah. Clinton said there's not going to be a next election. Who better would know than him? Unless we're out of time.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Pooh, you want to say goodnight and God bless you all?
Yeah.
Okay, you can end the show tonight.
All right. Good night, folks, and God bless you all.
There's homeless on the streets of every city. Big city crime in every little town. There's people making money off Jesus and taxes dragging everybody down. There's politicians kind of stretching the truth. And farmers are getting pulled up by the roots. And pushers telling little kids how the only way. Welcome to the USA today. If you, we got our